RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Good evening. Today, Coco de Mer, the end of the romance. The Coco de Mer, probably every Seychellois is sick and tired of reading about the Coco de Mer. This palm is the favourite topic of authors and journalists who write about the Seychelles, and everything they write seems to be the same. But tonight we have something completely different. Nimu Jivan Shah reaches into the depths of the Coco de Mer and plucks at its secrets, the biology, ecology and evolution of the biggest nut in the whole wide world.
We still laugh about it. Tourists gape at it. The ancients adored its lascivious shape. That giant nut, the Coco de Mer, continues to attract attention. Once thought to be the fruit of a monstrous underwater tree, the Coco de Mer was the prerogative of kings, used as an antidote to poisons, as an aphrodisiac, and utilized by Indian holy men in weird ceremonies. Everything about this nut seems outrageous and bizarre. Its size, its shape, and the mystique and lore that surround it. As an ecologist, I am less interested in the tales and stories that men have spun around the Coco de Mer, and much more intrigued by its unique biology. This palm has the largest seed in the world. Weighing 15 to 18 kilograms, it is easily the giant of the vegetable kingdom. If you compare one Coco de Mer seed to the flower seeds in a packet sold in shops, you can begin to understand the difference between the Coco de Mer and other plants. And, unlike what most of us believe, it is the size of the nut and not its shape that makes it unique. The nut's resemblance to the human female pelvis has titillated the minds of men for centuries. But actually, there are other nuts that have this shape. The difference is that they are too small to be glamorous or attractive. In fact, some of the Coco de Mer's closest relatives have similarly shaped seeds. Coco de Mer's belong to the subfamily Borassoidae. Palms in the subfamily, such as the Indian toddy tree, possess deeply lobed seeds reminiscent of our famous nut. Yet the Coco de Mer surpasses all its relatives in seed size. Why? Why does the Coco de Mer have the largest seed in the world? To answer this question, I have to first explain the different life strategies that animals and plants have adapted to survive in a complex world. The first strategy is that of organisms such as weeds, frogs, and fish that produce many offspring. These species produce thousands and sometimes millions of small eggs or seed at one time, because they live in unstable environments. These environments are so unpredictable that it may happen that most of the offspring will die and only a relative few will survive to carry on the next generation. Frogs, for example, reproduce in ponds and wet areas that depend on rain. Many of these areas contain water for a short time and may dry up before most of the tadpoles manage to grow to maturity. In addition, these wet spots usually contain voracious insect and crustacean predators that can feed on eggs and tadpoles. So, if the frog lays thousands of eggs, there is a chance that a few may survive. Weeds have the same problem. Weeds invade areas that have been disturbed by man or by natural causes such as drought. These disturbed areas are new and unstable and will vanish as soon as a mature surrounding vegetation re-establishes itself. The best strategy for a weedy species is to produce millions of small, highly mobile seeds in the hope that they may be dispersed to other newly disturbed environments. Weeds, frogs, and others grow quickly and invest very little energy in protecting their eggs and seeds. This is why they can produce thousands and millions of offspring. The coco de mer, on the other hand, has adopted a second type of strategy. It produces very few seeds, usually about 3 to 5 at one time. These seeds, unlike those of weeds, take a long time to germinate and grow. A coco de mer seed can take up to 3 years to fully germinate. It is able to do this because its parent has invested a lot of energy in providing it with a large food reserve and a tough protective shell. These huge food reserves make the seed very large and heavy. This is essential in the coco de mer's native habitat. These palms are very ancient trees that evolved in old and stable environments. These environments probably did not experience many changes for millions of years. Therefore, these palms, unlike weeds, did not need to produce small seeds to travel long distances to other areas. Their home remained stable and productive, so the palms stayed where they were. But this meant that the trees grew close to each other, competing for space and light. Also, male and female trees need to grow near each other for fertilization. In an ancient coco de mer forest, palms would probably crowd each other, trying to get the best of everything. As a result, the forests were dark, crowded, and the floors heaped with dead leaves. A small seed with tiny food reserves would have no chance in this kind of environment. There was gradual evolution for larger and larger seeds that had a maximum amount of energy to wait on the forest floor. To wait until a neighboring tree would fall and create a gap in the forest canopy to allow light to come through for photosynthesis. A large seed also has enough energy to germinate even if it is covered by fallen leaves, something that may happen often in these coco de mer forests. This investment by the coco de mer tree in its seeds is so huge that it takes a lot out of the parent. The trees cannot bear fruit until they are about 30 years old and mature and established in their competitive environment. This strategy also means that the seeds are so large and heavy that they cannot be dispersed by wind, animals, or water. A relative, the coconut, evolved in unstable coastal environments and produced a seed that could float and remain viable for months at sea. The coco de mer seed is damaged when immersed in seawater. In ancient times, this was not a problem. For the coco de mer, its environment was great, so why leave? With the advent of man in the Seychelles, things suddenly changed for the worse. The palm forests were chopped down, exotic trees planted, and buildings erected. An environment that had remained unchanged for millions of years became different and unstable in the space of a few years. The coco de mer could not cope. Its large seeds would roll downhill, only to fall into new and unsuitable habitats. People coveted the nuts and gathered many seeds, making it even more difficult for the forests to regenerate. For millions of years, the Coco de Mer was the monarch of the forest, a colossus that towered over lesser beings. It has seduced empires and romanced the world. But it has doomed itself. One of the last of the giants of the bygone age, it is now confined to small relict forests. Is this the twilight of the giants, the end of the romance?